Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, first name Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-E-S, date of birth, July 31, 1937, date of evaluation, December 20, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Jeffrey Watson. The chief complaint, abnormal EKG, DHPI. The patient is an 85-year-old African-American female who was hospitalized at Brentwood, period. She was felt to have a mild myocardial infarction based on enzymes, period. She was subsequently seen by Dr. Watson, who noted that the patient had an abnormal ECG, period. She has had ongoing chest discomfort. She then underwent a CT scan, which revealed severe obstipation, period. She was given a laxative with subsequent improvement in her symptoms. The patient was subsequently referred to the office for evaluation, period. She was seen on December 20th, at which time she noted history of chest pain, dyspnea, hypertension, and obstipation. She had been referred for nuclear stress testing and echocardiogram, period. In the interim, she apparently had been started on isoxazolamide and unknown anticoagulation agent per Dr. Watson, period. The patient then stated that she developed significant nausea, headache, and dizziness with blurry vision, which was attributed to the isoxazolamide. The patient called my office, at which time she was advised to hold the isoxazolamide. She is now seen in follow-up, period. She has had no symptoms since stopping the isoxazolamide, period. Her past medical history, rheumatoid arthritis, next number obstipation, next number osteoporosis, next number myocardial infarction, past surgical history, appendectomy at age 16, uterine tumor in 1973, the medications, amlodipine, comma isoxazolamide, comma Xarelto 2.5 milligrams, comma vitamin D, comma vitamin C, comma vitamin B12, comma, omega XL, comma, atorvastatin, period. The allergies, penicillin, family history, unremarkable. Social history, she has distant history of cigarette, which she says she tried but did not really smoke. There is no history of alcohol or drug use. The review of systems, she has had history of near fall, otherwise unremarkable except for musculoskeletal. She does have painful ribs secondary to her near fall, period. She notes that her shoulders hurt, period. Gastrointestinal, she has abdominal pain, period. She continues with some constipation. The assessment, this is an 85-year-old female with history of fall, headaches, dizziness, and obstipation. Most recent headache and dizziness was secondary to isoxazolamide, period. She has history of chest pain, period. Lexiscan is pending. Echo in the interim revealed sinus rhythm with left ventricle ejection fraction 71%, trace aortic regurgitation, mild mitral regurgitation, period. She is recommended to continue her medications to include amlodipine and atorvastatin, discontinue isoxazolamide and Xarelto, continue Dulcolax, period. I will see her in follow-up in 1 to 2 months. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.